Okay, and this is where we're going to start to take everything that we're just talking about. We're laying the foundation for where we're headed. But when somebody, and this is going to, we're going to start taking this and we're going to make it mean something. When somebody's focused on a problem, they're stuck on the problem. Their focus is on the problem. Now, in quantum physics, we're going to learn in a little while that the world doesn't take the shape that it does until we observe it, until we look at it. So to the extent that we measure or look at a problem, or our focus is on that problem, that's our problem. That's everything. That's what our reality is. But there's other realities out there other than just the problem that somebody thinks that they're in, or the problem state that they think that they're in. And we're going to begin to look at how can we actually change our focus. Now, there's many different ways that we can change our focus. We can change our focus linearly and sequentially, as in when we change a strategy. We can also change our focus in a way which is nonlinear and non-sequential, such as when we do a parts integration. We're going to talk about all of these. These are just one example of how we might change our focus. But linear and sequential change of focus would be like changing a strategy, for instance. Now, I'd like to share with you another way that we can change our focus as we begin to progress into taking a look at the world from a new perspective. And the state that I'd like to share with you is a state that I oftentimes teach to children that complain that they have learning disabilities. The state is called the expanded awareness of the learning state. Some of you are familiar with this. And we're going to look at it from a new perspective. Okay, so the learning state is one way to change our focus. What I'd like everybody to do, if you would, is to just find a spot somewhere on the wall above eye level. So just go ahead and find a spot somewhere on the wall above eye level. And I want you to pour every scrap of your attention, every scrap of your awareness on that spot on the wall above eye level. Every scrap of your attention and every scrap of your awareness on that spot on the wall above eye level. And as you pour every scrap of your attention, every scrap of your awareness on that spot, I want you to notice that within a matter of moments, your awareness can begin to expand outward into the peripheral. Just notice that within a matter of moments, your awareness can begin to expand outward into the peripheral. And that you can begin to take in the side walls. And your awareness can expand all the way, almost as if it was expanding all the way behind you. So that while you're looking at the spot, you can notice the side walls, you can notice maybe the wall charts on the side walls or the window shades on the other. And I'd like you to continue to wrap your focus and your awareness around you, almost so much so that you can see behind you. And now, what I'd like you to do is shift every ounce of your awareness and your focus to the peripheral part of your vision. So that you're still looking at that spot on the wall, yet every ounce of your awareness, every ounce of your attention is in the peripheral part of your vision. Every ounce of your attention and every ounce of your awareness is in the peripheral part of your vision. Yet you're still looking at the spot. And keeping every ounce of your attention and every ounce of your awareness in the peripheral, what I'd like you to do now is just go ahead and bring your eyes down to the instructor or something in front here, yet still remain in peripheral vision or expanded awareness. This is what we call expanded awareness. And stay in that expanded awareness. Now, the expanded awareness could be a good state to remain in for the rest of the training. And just remain in the expanded awareness. The expanded awareness state was used by the samurai at one time. It's a state that allows us to become centered and calm while simultaneously being much more aware of everything that's happening around us. That's what we call expanded awareness. Now, expanded awareness is one way of changing our focus very rapidly. Very rapidly. Now, let's chat about this state for a moment. What happens when you go into this state of expanded awareness? What happens to your focus specifically? It's broader. Yeah. What else?
I think you just become more tuned into your surroundings and everything that's going on.
Yes. So you become more tuned into your surroundings and everything that's going on. Absolutely. It's It's a wonderful state. By the way, children with learning disabilities, this is a great state to teach them. Because children have been labeled ADD or ADHD, is just an inability to go into trance at will. And this is a waking sort of a trance. It's bringing yourself outside yourself and putting yourself in external. So what the difference between what we call downtime in NLP and uptime awareness. So this is an expanded awareness, uptime awareness. But let me ask you a question. When you've got, for example, when you've got all of your attention and your awareness just on the spot above eye level, that's called foveal vision or tunnel vision. Some people call that tunnel vision. Okay, when you've just got it on the spot, then you're focused in on what? The problem. Yeah, if it was a problem. Let's say if the spot was a problem, you'd call that focused in on the problem. We could call that content from an NLP perspective. We could call that the content of the problem or content. Okay, let's just say that was the content. The spot was the content. If you're in expanded awareness and you've got all of your focus and all of your awareness in the peripheral part of your vision or the expanded or out here on the sides, what would you be focused on then? Context.